Well, what did you do with your ex-wife's wedding dress? One guy did many things with it, and he's here on the line with us. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hey there.
So you created a blog, myexwifeswedding.com, where you showcase many things that you have done with your ex-wife's wedding dress, including using it as a yoga mat, a coffee filter, as a dress for a scarecrow. You've used it as a tree skirt. Like, I see all of these things on this blog. This is crazy. Kevin, what inspired this whole blog to begin with?
Well, it all started when my ex-wife moved out last July, and when she left, she took all of her things except for the wedding dress, and it was very obvious that it was left behind because the walk-in closet in our bedroom was mostly full of her stuff. I had a corner of it, but you couldn't see my stuff from the outside looking in. So when all of her stuff was gone, the only thing that was left sitting on the main shelf was her wedding dress in its preservation box. And I urged her to take it. I definitely didn't want it, but she refused to take it. And I asked her what it was that I was supposed to do with it, and she told me whatever I wanted. So
you did.
I did. I didn't right away. I sat on it for a while, and then sometime later, I shared with my family that at the dinner table one night at my parents' that she had left it behind, and I asked them what I was supposed to do with it, and a couple creative suggestions were made, and it just kind of spiraled from there, and I got the idea that it might make a good book, 101 Uses for My Ex-Wife's Wedding Dress.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what are some of the more entertaining things you've used this dress for so far?
Well, I've got there's so many that I like. I think the ones that were most entertaining to shoot were the ones that were taken in public, like the gym towel and the sporting event banner. I took it to the University of Arizona homecoming game last year, and, you know, we pulled it out at appropriate times and held it up. And, you know, just getting reaction from people who realizing that it's a wedding dress, I think those public uses were probably the most entertaining to photograph.
I mean, how did people react to you when you'd whip out this wedding dress and you're like, I'm just using this as a gym towel, no big deal?
There's a lot of shock at first, and then, you know, most people, I would say the most common reaction is laughter, and people get a kick out of it because I just think it's that absurd that it's unbelievable, and so I think most people really think it's funny, especially when you tell them it's my ex-wife's wedding dress. then they don't see so much harm in it.
Oh my gosh, has anyone ever just become irate?
No, I know, but I mean, one at that football game, there was one woman who kind of looked at us and shook her head, but nobody has really. I mean, nobody in public has said anything to lead me to believe that I was doing something terrible.
Right, right. Well, I mean,
you know?
So what has your ex-wife said about this? I mean, she told you could do whatever you wanted with it, and you have. I mean, how has she reacted?
Yeah, she told me that then, but she's not telling me that now exactly. I didn't expect this kind of reaction. I thought the book was a good idea. I thought that, you know, I thought that it might be a good gag gift for somebody going through divorce. I thought it might sell, that I could, you know, maybe make a buck or two, but I didn't expect it to take off. So when I started the blog, which was just like 2.5 weeks ago, on the first large traffic day, after the first large traffic day, I called her and I told her what I was doing. And, you know, she wasn't excited then, and she's not really excited now. And I'm really hopeful that she's going to, I'm not doing it to be for revenge or because I'm angry, because I'm not at all. I was hurt at first when she moved out, but the reality is that what I'm up to now is just for fun, and, you know, kind of hoping that I might be able to get a book deal out of it.
Oh my gosh, she's like, if you make $1 million off of my left behind wedding dress, I mean,
I don't know that that's what it's about, but, you know, I don't think so. I just think it's early because it really hasn't been up for that long.
Right.
So I still think she's processing.
Okay.
All of
well,
it.
She's the one that left it behind. She said you could do whatever you wanted with it. I mean, she was the one that made the statement by leaving the dress behind. You're just now making a statement by finding 101 uses for it.
That's right. And I had no idea that it was going to be where it's at now. I mean, there's no way I could predict the reaction that I've had from my blog.
All right, Kevin. Well, that's pretty funny. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This was funny.
Thanks. All right, thank you.
Kevin Cotter, he is a blogger and an ex-husband. You can go to the website, myexwifesweddingdress.com, and just humorously read all of the various things he's done with his ex-wife's wedding dress. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.